Welcome to This Week at Filling, a program for education and celebration of what's happening throughout filling homes. I'm Tina Parsons. Thanks for tuning in. I am sitting here with Carol Slight, Vice President of Filling Homes. Hi, Carol.
Good morning.
How great was the green carpet event?
Oh my gosh, it was so exciting. It is a semi-formal event and a fundraiser for Northwest State Community College Foundation. And that was my first time there. And boy, it was exciting. There is so many community members there.
Just walking up, the first thing you see is, in fact, this nice green carpet rolled out and the backdrop for photos. The amount of time that Northwest State Community College put into this event is amazing.
It really was. It was an exciting event from start to finish. And Filling Home had 14 of our wonderful staff representing our whole organization. And that was really fun for us to gather. And representing our agency and receiving such a wonderful award, because it really affects our whole organization and all of our staff.
For us to receive this Making a Difference Award, it's a big deal.
Yes, this is definitely a big honor. To receive this award, you have to be nominated by a community member. And I understand there were many nominations, and then their foundation votes for the recipients. So again, definitely an honor. You know, it made me reflect on just because of our mission, I'm always thinking about the difference we make in the residents and clients and artists we serve and support. I believe Filling Homes makes a difference every day to those we serve and support and their families. But to think about we make a difference in the community, oh my gosh, it just makes me smile because we do make a difference in the community. Of course, people know us for Soaring Arts and the cool classes that they conduct, the banners and murals and activities we do with kids and seniors and nursing homes and churches. And we have confidential shredding business through the community center, and we rent durable medical equipment at the community center. That's a business, and the people that our clients that work there work to run those two businesses. And our yummy dog treats. Not that I eat our dog treats, but they're for sale. And I know there's a lot of people that buy dog treats for, of course, their pets. And at the Habilitation Center in Napoleon now, we have Abilities Bistro, and people can come and eat in our little bistro, and there are day service clients getting paid to help work in the kitchen and run the cash register. I mean, I think I can go on, and you probably don't want me to. We do make a difference in the community, and through that, we have formed many great relationships and partnerships with our community members and churches and other organizations, and they make a difference in our lives. That's the wonderful blessing of our community.
Us receiving this award, there are a lot of people to thank. First of all, Northwest State Community College, you know, for the amazing event and the award. The nominator, which is an anonymous nominator for the award, Joel Miller, he did a fantastic job not only at the event, but he did a fantastic job for us helping us create the video. And knowing him as the area chamber director, we've known Joel for years, and mm-hmm. that's a really good
yes.
partnership mm-hmm. and community. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. And going back to Northwest State Community College, and this event was through their foundation, but we have a wonderful partnership with them. And they, in fact, have commissioned Soaring Arts Art Studio to create all kinds of art that is decked out in their auditorium, but also upstairs in their business wing. You can't walk too many places around Northwest State Community College without seeing the Art of Soaring Arts, and they've had receptions for our artists to display this art and things like that, or debut the art. So again, a big shout out to them, and we are really grateful for our relationship with them. And they made a video for that evening of the event highlighting Filling Homes. Their video crew that came in here was just wonderful.
Very professional and put you at ease. You were comfortable mm-hmm. talking with them.
Yes.
Yeah. Derek Mazel, another one that we need to thank for being a part of not only the video, but joining us that night.
Yes.
He absolutely enjoyed it, I'm sure.
Yes. Derek is one of our artists from Soaring Arts, and it was fun to watch him highlighted in the video. Mm-hmm. But for him to be there at that event and watch himself on that video, and then he was asked to help draw the door prizes, and that was pretty exciting. They had entertainment that evening, and it just so happens that two of our staff that were there were selected to go on stage and be part of an illusionist's their act, and that was fun for us to watch as well.
Yeah, it was definitely a fun evening. The escape artist, he was pretty interesting watching him.
It was fun.
Just a few other names of thank you. The Alexanders, Pat and Glenn, who traveled from Dayton to be a part of our video, whose daughter has lived at Filling Homes for over 50 years, and they were a huge part of the video. So a shout out, thank you to them. And then Pastor Chuck.
Yes, Pastor Chuck Campbell is on the Lutheran Ministries of Mercy Board of Directors. And he has been for many years and has been a supporter and a fan of Filling Homes for many, many years. And he was very eloquent and to honor us in the video and what he believes the impact that Filling Home makes to our community. So that was wonderful to see.
It really was nice watching that. You know, we keep referring to the video. So anybody listening, if you're interested, if you go to Northwest State Community College, their Facebook page, they have the whole hour-long event recorded on there. But then also keep watching our Facebook page. We're hoping to have some photos to share with you from the evening. It was really a great event, and I was glad to be a part of it. So thank you for having me sit at the table with you, Carol. Anything to say in closing?
Just that it was an extremely big honor for us and our organization, and we are truly humbled. I again want to thank Northwest State Foundation for this honor and recognize us for making a difference in our community. It was just an exciting event, and I think we're going to soak up this joy and reflect on this award for months to come, if not the rest of the year. And it was an honor to be there and represent Filling Home as well.
It absolutely was. Well, Carol, thank you for joining me. And to our community, thank you for tuning in. Join us again next week for another This Week at Filling.